For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Kingdom. And as you make yourself available, hallelujah, I don't know what has happened to my voice during the conference. After the conference, my voice is gone. Praise God. It's even better this morning. But it's for good in Jesus' name. Alright, so we said looking at things that will help us advance the kingdom and to be useful to the kingdom. So the Bible says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all the things that people are looking for will come to you. Hallelujah. Everything that people are looking for. Nowadays, the trend on social media is called me soap. Everybody is doing everything to make money. Hallelujah. But what they are looking for, God will give it to you when you seek his kingdom. The Bible is more real than anything any Babalawo will tell you. And there is nothing that push men into fortune than the word of God and then the kingdom of God. The Bible said, the blessing of the Lord, it make it rich. When God bless you, you will not be broke. You will not be poor. The blessings of the Lord will make you rich. And then it have no sorrow to eat. Hallelujah. To make up your mind to serve God and to be serious with God. Because he will bless you. And then you will have peace of mind. Hallelujah. All the people that really served God in scriptures were wealthy. Everyone that really walked with God was wealthy. Hallelujah. Because when you do what you should do, God will do his part of the equation. I want to always not give up on working for God and decide to even serve God more. When things are not working, push harder. When a small child is walking with his mother in a dark road, and then there seems to be movement around, what would a child do? Will he leave his mother and start running away? He will hold the mother tighter. Is that not true? So you see that when you are in life and things seem to be, there is troubles around, that is a time to hold on to God more. That is a time to go to church more. All together. That is a time to what? Pray more. When it looks as if there is no money, let you begin to pray more. Because even if you don't pray, the intercessor will say, hungry, but pray more. Study the Bible more. Hallelujah. Convert the hunger to fasting. How many of you have converted the hunger to fasting before? Intentionally. Calabaya. There was a time I noticed that when I fasted, I didn't spend more that month. I said, Jesus, that means fasting is interesting. So I said, the next month, 2 years, we are going fasting. Yes, I discovered that my budget was low. I ate less, I saved more. I said, next month, I wanted to save. So I said, next month, we are going fasting. So push to advance the kingdom. When you talk to one sinner to give his life to Christ and he refused to repent, that is, you should push to talk to another one. Don't give up. Hallelujah. So we make up our mind to seek the kingdom of God. I guarantee you that it will end in your lifting. It will end in your advancement, in your increase. You will never regret working for God. The Bible says, once I am young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous was forsaking, no their sin. Afraid. You will never regret working for God. You will never, never. Hallelujah. Never. But you will always regret working for the devil on earth and in heaven. Praise the Lord. I believe you have made the right choice. And I know you will not regret it in the name of Jesus Christ. So this morning we are looking at the word of God and kingdom advancement. The word of God. What is the role of the Bible? What is the role of the word of God in advancing the kingdom? Can the kingdom of God advance without the preaching of the word, without the use of the scriptures? Hallelujah. Matthew 13 verse 11. And they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifice. Oh boy. I'm reading 2 Chronicles. Matthew 13, 11. Hallelujah. Sorry. And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. But to them outside the kingdom, it is not given. The strength of a cult is how strong it can keep secret. More deadly cults keep more secret. Hallelujah. So, And then they call it their mysteries. In the kingdom of God, our mysteries in the Bible, and until you understand the word of God, you will not really do much for the kingdom. Coca-Cola is this strong today because nobody knows the formula of Coca-Cola. We have Big Cola, but Big Cola is not Coke. Is that not true? Big Cola is not Coke. They say anything that is not Panadol is not Panadol. Yes. So, the word of God contained the mysteries about the kingdom. It contained the mysteries for advancing the kingdom. And then when we understand the word of God, we will really be useful. And then to advance the kingdom. Now, when I say the word of God, I'm talking about the written scriptures, the logos, hallelujah. The written what? Scriptures. Matthew to what? Matthew to Malachi and then Genesis to Malachi and then Matthew to what? Revelation. Everything contained in the 66 books of the scriptures are targeted toward advancing the kingdom. Praise God. I'm talking about also the Rhema word of God. When God spoke to you, or when we are doing praise and worship, God spoke to me, hallelujah, to do something. We'll talk, hallelujah. And then God will speak for you. We call it the Rhema word, the reveal word, the instant spoken word of God. God will speak to you. Okay, do this. This is what I want you to do now. This is what I instruct you to do. Hallelujah. So all these are necessaries. And then most time God will give you instructions and directions on what to do to advance His kingdom. God will say, now begin to sing. Begin to put your songs on social media. Begin to evangelize. Begin to go and start a church. Go and start a ministry. Start it. Outreach, start an orphanage outreach, start something. God will speak to you once in a while. And when God speaks to you, you must take it as the word of God. Praise God. Because that is the tool to advance His kingdom. That contains His instructions. That contains His will. That contains His desires. That contains His passions for advancing the kingdom. Hallelujah. Anyone that doesn't have respect for the word of God have no respect for His kingdom. And anyone that is not interested in the sermon or in the word of God is not really interested in the kingdom. When you like a lady, you enjoy spending time with her. Because the more you spend time with her, you understand her more, right? The more you spend time with the guy, you understand him more. Something happened with me, myself, my first lady. All of us, we are from different tribes. And then, you know, as couples, sometimes if you want to say something that people should not understand, you speak your dialect, in case you are the same dialect, and the people around will not understand. Say, she's not happy that all of us, we cannot speak dialect. But then we have to develop signs that we can be in the midst of people. You can be in this room now, and I will tell her something, and then all of you will be looking at my face, but she understood what I said. Are we together? We have to develop a way to communicate mysteries to ourselves. Many things happened during praise and service, but all of you did not know, but me, I said, but now, understood what happened. We must not speak Yoruba or Igbo. I'm Hausa, she's Edo, and then, but she can speak Yoruba. But we cannot speak that language, it's only English. Develop system to receive instruction. So the word of God is the system that God has developed for us to be able to receive code, instructions, guidance from Him to know what to do per time, per season. Are we together? Now we want to advance His kingdom. How can you advance a kingdom that you don't know about? Hallelujah. How can you want to do something that you don't know about? That you can only advance something you are well-grounded upon. I believe this heart, this morning, your heart will be open to appreciate the word of God, and then you will want more. See, any people or any set of community or Christian that doesn't respect this session of the preaching of the word of God, you come to church and then the session where the word of God is coming is not important to you. You will not go far. Because all you are doing is religion. This is the time, because in praise and worship, you are the one that praise God. Testimony, you are the one talking to God, testifying about what He's done for you. Choir ministration, they are still the one worshiping God. The only session in a Sunday morning service that God has to talk to you is during the preaching of the word. Is that not true? Yeah, so this is the time that God is talking to you. And then you must believe that this is God talking to me. How many of you have ever been in service and then I'm talking and it felt like I'm talking to you like this is your particular case? You see, I don't know your case. I don't know you. You're not talking to me and I don't have your mind. But you see, God is talking to you. Because it is His word. You see, the word of God is like the sun. When the sun shines, some people use the sun to dry their clothes. Some people use the sun to dry corn and granite. Some people use the sun to what? Develop their solar system. So the sun can have multiple use at the same time, right? That is the way the word of God comes. Some of you, this word I'm speaking may heal you. Some of you, it may bring direction. Some of you may bring instruction. Somebody may bring correction. The word of God is also like the rain. When the rain is falling, some people use it for different things. Is that true? So the word of God is the same thing. Also like electricity. Some people use electricity to cook. Some people use it to power their light. So the word of God can be one word. But once it is anointed, it can mean many things to many people in the same service. So the word of God, right now that God is speaking to you, I want you to pay attention. Because anytime you hear God, it can change your life. And I believe today your life is changing. Now, the necessity of the word of God in kingdom advancement. Why is the word of God necessary in advancing the kingdom? The first is the word of God reveals how the kingdom of God is. Everything you know about Christianity, you got it from the word of God. True of us. Everything we know. So the word of God reveals everything we know. We read it from Peter. Everything we know, we read it from somebody. We read from Obadiah, we read from Jeremiah, we read from Isaiah. In Acts chapter 28 verse 31, the Bible says, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Talking about Paul in his last days. He went about teaching the kingdom. So the word of God contains, it reveals the kingdom of God to us. It was in the Bible we know that there are angels. It's in the Bible we know there are cherubim. Was Lucifer an angel or a cherubim or a seraphim? The Bible revealed to us in Isaiah 14 and then Ezekiel 28 that Lucifer was the anointed cherub. He was not an angel. Are we together? We read in the Bible that when Lucifer fell, he fell with one third of the angel. That means 1/3 of the angels that were in heaven followed Lucifer. That means we have 2/3 that are still with God. So God has more of the angels. Is that not true? Yes. We read in the Bible that we are, the hierarchy is after God. After God, is it men before angels or angels before men? So after, you see, why did you know that? Because you read in the Bible, right? That we are stronger than the devil. That even though the devil was before us, when they born you as a human being and you gave your life to Christ, you are at a level higher than him. See, everything you know about the kingdom, you got it from the word. You read in the scriptures about the history of Israelites, about how if we believe, we are now grafted with Abraham. We read about faith. You read about grace. You read about favor. You read about youthfulness, old age, teenage age, passion. So the word of God reveals the kingdom to us. You will not really understand the kingdom until you study the word of God. Are we together? So you see that the word of God is very, very important, because you will walk like a blind man in the dark room without the word of God, living in a world without understanding what you should do. Number two reason why we need the word of God is the word of God reveals how to function in the kingdom. The word of God reveals what? How? There is a way every kingdom functions. And for us as believers, there is a way we function. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 3 verse 10, 2 Timothy 3 verse 10, the word of God reveals to us how to function in the kingdom. 2 Timothy 3 verse 10, the Bible says, but thou hast fully what? Known my doctrine and manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience. Hallelujah. The Bible says they were called Christian because they were Christ, like they behaved like Christ. So the word of God reveals how we should operate. When you come to service, you don't pull your shoe outside. Why don't you pull your shoe outside? But another religion tells them that according to their holy book, when you want to enter, you pull your shoe outside. Is that not true? So when they are entering, everybody pull your shoe, because their holy book tells them, when you want to enter the holy presence of God, you pull your shoe. But you see, all of us, we are here with our shoes. Why don't we pull our shoe? Because this is not how we operate in this kingdom. In this kingdom, things are done in another way. In this kingdom, we don't have harmonized prayers. When we say now, begin to pray. Somebody will be praying for his mother. Somebody will be praying for his car. Somebody will be praying for his wife. Somebody will be praying for his exam. Somebody will be praying for this. Everybody can be talking to God at the same time about different things. But all of them, when it's time for prayer and it's particular time, now begin, all of them begin to say the same thing. Because in their kingdom, that is the way they operate. But in our kingdom, everybody talks to God and then God understands what everybody is talking. Now, all of us, let's begin to speak in tongues. But see that at the end, God understands what everybody is saying. And if you sum everything, we may be saying together the same thing in the corporate service. So the word of God reveals to us how we function. It will be wrong for you to go and take the rules of football and play basketball with it. Is that not true? In football, when you touch the ball with your hand, it's a crime. In basketball, when you touch it with your leg, is it bad? Is it bad? Yes. But in football, when you touch it, you see, a rule that is fully allowed in one is not allowed in another. There are certain things you can, there is corner kick in football. I don't know if there is corner kick in basketball. Hallelujah. But there are many things, there are penalty, there are many things, the rules are not the same. So you cannot carry a rule that apply in another kingdom and transfer to another and it will work. And then that's what many church people are doing. They carry the rules of the world and bring you to the church thinking it will work. Co-work. Say co-work. You won't work. It will not work. You cannot carry the way secular people behave and bring it to the kingdom of God. It will not work. And then you expect God to allow it to come to happen. My wife watches Yoruba movie, hallelujah. Oh, Mount Zion movie. I was watching her watch one of the movies, and then in the movie, it was a native doctor that was led to Christ. And then he accepted Christ, but he didn't want to leave his shrine. So, he was in a confrontation with another native doctor, hallelujah. And then, he called his demons, the demons did not answer. Then he said, let him call Jesus Christ. And then that was his mistake. And then the other native doctor fought on him or something like that. But you see that he was trying in this kingdom, you don't mix two things. It is either Jesus Christ or what? You don't carry Jesus Christ and put the demon in the same place. It will not work. So the word of God reveals to us how this kingdom operates. The word of God reveals to us how what? This kingdom operates. So may you not take what the rules of the other kingdom and apply to this kingdom. In the other kingdom, you get by taking. In this kingdom, you get by what? Giving. Is that true? In the other kingdom, you get by what? Taking. In this kingdom, you get by what? Giving. That means in this kingdom, if you want to have more, you give. But in the other kingdom, if you want to have more, you take. Number three, the word of God reveals the law and the rules of the kingdom. When you study the word of God, you understand the laws. You understand the rules of this kingdom that we are seeking to advance. In John chapter 14 verse 15, John chapter 14 verse 21, the Bible says, if you love me, you will what? Keep my commandment. The 10 commandments, are they still relevant today? In the same way, but in another way, right? Thou shalt not kill. Is this relevant today? Is it relevant today? Thou shalt not serve other idols. Is it relevant today? You see, the kingdom is a kingdom of laws. There is a book by Max Moreau, The Laws of Freedom. He said that you can never have true dominion when you have, you can never have real freedom without rules. Are we together? You can never have what? True freedom without rules. And then we live in a generation that like breaking the rules. You see young girls wearing shirt, it is not fun when all the rules are kept. Are you seeing shirt like that? It is not fun when all the rules are kept. So kiniko. They just like a generation where they like, the rule in the kingdom is wait until you are married. Is that the rule in this kingdom? But they will not, why? Why should I wait? When you love me, I love you. Why should we wait till I say I do? I love. Hallelujah. I will still marry you. But the Bible did not say when you say I will marry you, that's when you should start. The Bible says wait till you are what? Married. That is the law here. I hear people say that, I hear some believers that the man say until you have a child for me, I will not marry you. So they keep experimenting till she gets pregnant. So what if after 70 experiments I don't get pregnant? He will leave you and go for another one. And who will suffer the emotional trauma? See, God is smarter than us. God is what? Smarter and wiser than men. You must understand that. The Bible said the foolishness of God, if he's ever foolish, is better than the wisest man. There are laws in this kingdom, and then the word of God teaches us such laws. One of the laws is, children, obey your parent in the Lord. Honor your father and what? That is one of the laws in the kingdom. You don't dishonor your father and then expect life to be well with you. It will not be well. You don't honor, just imagine the stress women go through to carry a baby. Your mother carried you like that for 9 months. She cannot lie down. She cannot turn. All the suffering of having a child. She gave birth to you. You wee it on her. She was in a meeting. You pulled on her. You clothed on her. She suffered for 9 months, carried you. When you gave birth, they say when you give birth to your child, 3 months, they cannot sleep. Because of you, you will disturb them in the night and sleep in the morning. And then her, she has to go to work in the morning. Is that not true? All of us did the same thing. We didn't give our mother rest at all. We grew up washing our clothes until when you are 12 years before you started washing your clothes. Your role at home is to eat, to cry, and to play. Is that not true? You did that and they watched you as a child. And then you grew up and then learn how to speak daddy, mommy, biscuit, poo-poo, clothes, all this, and then you can talk. And then now, because you have breasts, and then your boys are saying, your mother cannot talk to you. Where are you going to? Don't you know I'm a grown-up child? Your father cannot talk to you. And then you have no honor. They talk to you, you answer them. They say, come back by 7. You cannot tell me what I will do. Because you are grown up. I am a graduate. You are breaking a fundamental law, and the Bible has a promise to that lifestyle. It will not be what? Well with you. Think about what they went through. They have the right to be honored by you. So the law, we have laws in this kingdom. Should I give another law? Or is it enough? Eh? It's enough. There are plenty laws in this kingdom. Hallelujah. Yes. And then, how do we know these laws? Because we read it in the Bible. You are parents. We have the law of hard work. We have the law of diligence. We have the law of faithfulness. We have the law, plenty of laws in the kingdom that you have to keep. Because when you break a law, no matter who you are, it will work against you. It will what? Work against you. And God is a righteous God. He will supervise the law working against you. He will be the one monitoring the law to work against you. So the word of God reveals the law and the rules of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Number 4, the word of God reveals the desires, the request of the king on his citizens. It reveals the word desires, the request of the king on his citizens. There is a way I expect my children to behave. There is a way I expect my wife to behave. There is a way I expect this church to behave. There is a way I expect everyone that listens to me to behave. Why? Because every king have a way he wants his territory to be. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? The Bible says there are things that made God happy. One of them is what? What are the things that make God happy? Faith. For without faith, it is impossible to what? Have you ever wondered why is it holiness is the most important thing? Why is holiness not pleasing God? But the Bible says it's faith that pleases God. So you see that if I want to make my king happy, I should have what? Faith. I should believe in him. I should believe in him. Just believing in him. You know what they say? Women encourage your men or believe in them. What does a woman believing in you or your woman believing in you as a man does to you? No, you are not a man. You don't know. You will not know. You cannot understand. Means, what does it does to us? It gives you morale. It gives you confidence. You will want to do so everything in this world not to let her down. You will want it makes you want to stand on your toes. told by a woman or the one that claims to love you believes in you. When she says you are handsome, you are looking good. There's nobody, I like your haircut, I like the shape of your head. My wife tells me that she doesn't want me to be fat, she likes my shape. She likes the way I'm looking one like this. To anybody in this world that is not comfortable with my shape can go places, can hang the transformer, I don't care. The most important person in my life believes in my shape. I don't want six pack. I asked her, six pack or six cars? She says six cars. Kalabayada balaha. See, what it does to you is it boosts you up by believing in you, right? So that is the way it does to God, to know that we believe him. You come to God and say, Lord, I want a Lamborghini. And then go look at you. What? You believe you can own a Lamborghini and I can give it to you? Lord, I want you to do X, Y, Z. And you believe God can do it for you. Your child will tell you, Daddy, buy your airplane for me when you are coming back. And then when you come and meet you, Daddy, where is my airplane? The child believes you, it will happen. Right? He what? Believes it will happen. So have a kind of faith. It reveals the desires. Another thing that makes the king happy is soul winning. Not only did the Bible say there is joy in heaven when a soul is saved. That means angels will begin to what? Rejoice. What is dance in Yoruba? Ejo, hallelujah. They'll begin to dance. Owambe will be in heaven. Once a soul is won, there will not be joy in heaven when you buy a new car. There will not be joy in heaven when you build a new house. There will not be joy in heaven. It is good. Heaven is happy that it happens. But they are not excited about it. But they get excited when a soul is won. So the word of God reveals the desires. And then if you please the king, your life will never be the same. I mean, you notice that when you are happy, you do give away. Who do gives away when he's hungry? No, it's when you are excited. You will what? You will not know when you tell the person, this is my ATM pin. You will recover after that you saw the credit that they told the debit a lot. Because you are what? Excited. They say you report people when you go to their place, there are people that chant at people at weddings. They can celebrate you so that the money you keep for your mother in your right pocket, you remove it and spend on them. They will praise you and then you can pull your shoe and want to give them. Why? Because you are happy. You are what? Until when you want to go and you discover you don't have transport. But because at the moment of excitement, nothing else will matter. That is what happened to you when you please the desires of our King. Hallelujah. And then you will make God happy. In Jesus' name. The word of God teaches us, don't forget we are looking at the word of God and kingdom advancement, how the word of God help us to advance the kingdom. Number 5, the word of God help us to relate with other citizens of the kingdom, how to relate with other believers in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I preached a topic in our month, in the last month, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17. 1 Peter, I preached a topic, the title of that topic was brotherhood. Hallelujah. The word of God teach us how to relate with other believers. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17. The Bible says, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God and what? Honor the king. Hebrew 13 verse 1. The Bible says, neglect not the gathering of believers like other people do. Right? It is in the Bible we say that you shall love your neighbor as what? Is it as yourself or more than yourself? You know, one day I was asking God this question. So, if I'm feeling cold and my neighbor is feeling cold, who should wear the jacket? And we have one jacket. And so, one jacket, who should wear the jacket? You are cold, your neighbor is cold, and then you have a jacket. Who should wear the jacket? Yourself first. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as you love yourself. Is that what the Bible says? As you love yourself, praise God. But the best way is you wear one hand, you wear one and then you come together. But if it's a lady, it's not possible. Then you have to use another law in the kingdom again. That's the law of sacrifice. You sacrifice for the person. You always sacrifice for the weaker person. So if I have 100 naira and somebody else. The weaker one will always have advantage. You know, that's why the faithful ladies more than us men. Why? Because in code they are weak, but they're not really weak. But in code. When you are in a queue in a bus park, they say, let the ladies go first. You see? They say you should open the door for them because they are weak, but they are not really weak. They are not. Don't believe that sentence at all. What a woman can do. How many men try to kill Samson? How many? They sent soldiers upon soldiers. They could not. One damsel, one. One woman brought that guy to his knees. No soldier, no killing. Kalabaya. They sent soldier, he killed them. He sent another one. There was a time, his dowry, he went and killed 200 and removed their clothes. Men were not his problem. But one woman, she did not use knife. How are you? Hello. With a soft voice, the man has gave his secret. I don't believe they are strong anyway, but the word of God will teach you how to relate with other people. It will teach you how to relate with your wife and your children and other believers in the church. You tell you not to gossip about another believers, not to fight others. The Bible says, prefer the other person than yourself. Is that right? Yes, the word of God will teach you, help other people, encourage other people. And then help somebody. The Bible says, help people, especially those of what? The household of faith. That means, if you have a contract, you should look for a Christian first. That is what the Bible says. What did I say? Look for, that is what the Bible says, especially those what? Of the household of faith. You know, don't allow the devil to deceive you. That it is better to do a business with an unbeliever than a believer. That is a lie. That is what? A lie from the pit of hell. It is not better. It is what? Not better. It is better to have a backsliding Christian than to have 1 million infidels that are unbelievers. Because they are remote controls in the hand of the devil. He can control them anytime. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? All? Yes. Don't allow anybody to deceive you that. Of course, we have false Christians. We have fake. Now, it is your own responsibility to discern a true one and a fake one. Are we together? But especially try as much as possible to have Christians around you. Promote the risings of Christians. In the other religion, they will never put you when there is another person of their faith. As a matter of fact, even if the person is lower, they will find a way to put him up. In this country, Nigeria, if you give the next 100 years, there are institutions that the people that will lead them are Hausa people. Yes. They have done calculations 50 years from now. That is the way they are. They don't think about now. They can put people in strategic positions so that when it's promotion and this person is going, the next person that should take over in this cadre is one of them. That is the way they do their things. I am from the north, so believe me. They will never put somebody that's not of their type. They will calculate. They will, okay, this person is retiring 7 years from now. Let's move somebody to VP position very soon. And then you just see a circle that this person has moved to VP. And then when that person is due for judgment, who is the next person on guard? Is a VP. He becomes the principal. That's the way they do their things. Because Christians will never do the same thing. A believer will fight another believer. When you go to Kanaja Junction, the only thing in Kanaja Junction was before, in that ostrichy bread, was only one Hausa shop. That one by the other extreme end. Only one before. When you give a Hausa man a shop, he will bring his brother and divide his shop into two. That other one again will bring his brother and divide the one that was divided into two, into two. That other one, and then after a while, they own that community. But then if it's a believer, they give him a shop and there's an empty shop. He will not want another Christian to come and rent that shop. He will fight it if somebody gets it. But the word of God has taught us that do good, especially to those of what? The household of faith. That is the same thing their religion do tell them, but they are doing it, but we are not doing it. When there is an opening in your office, give in to a believer. When there's a recommendation, tell a recommendation. I know it is a truth that there are stories of people that open doors for others. And when those Christians came in, they pushed them away. Are we together? But then that doesn't stop you. The word of God is stronger than any situation. God will honor you. Hallelujah. So the word of God teach us how to relate with other believers. And then you will relate well in the name of Jesus. And then finally, the word of God shows us our end. and the future of God's kingdom. Don't forget, we're looking at the word of God and kingdom advancement. The word of God shows us our end. Where is our end? Where is our end? Come on, where is our end? They're not talking as if you know. Where is our future? How do you know that? You read in the scripture, right? So that some of us will be wearing gold. Some of us that are winning souls will be decorated. Some people will have mansions. There are people that will still be broke in heaven. Hope you know that. Two of us. See, Lazarus was in heaven. His status on earth followed him to heaven. That somebody in hell was saying, send Lazarus. Like, even in hell, the rich man was still sending that guy. You know, only rich men send poor people. The rich man saw Abraham. He did not send Abraham because when Abraham was on earth, he was wealthy. Say, after Abraham, send Lazarus. That is where some people be. I'm not talking about earthly poverty, because what makes you wealthy in heaven is kingdom advancement. The Bible said to the rich man, sell what you have so that you can have wealth in heaven, right? So you can, there are people, we will not all be the same in heaven. That's what the word of God tells us, right? We'll not all be the same. Based on what you did on earth will determine your ranking in heaven. You will have a psych problem to think you God will put at the same level with Paul. The man that has landed his life, he was crucified. Peter was crucified upside down. All of them, but you have never done anything for the kingdom. You see, second service will be talking about how to be useful to the kingdom. Praise God. But you have never done anything useful to the kingdom. You cannot be the same. So the word of God tells us that some of us will be crowned with stars. We will be rewarded. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 52 tells us the way the rapture will happen. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4. 2 Timothy 4 verse 8. You know, I've read by his mouth, one comedian said that he will so much sin so that when God wants to throw him to hell, God will be so angry and then he will throw him and then he will pass hell. See, the problem is he has not read the word of God. He's thinking it's from Hollywood and Bollywood, where somebody is shooting bullet and somebody is dodging. You know what I'm talking about? His mind, his picture of heaven is like a Bollywood, no China, India movie. They'll be dodging bullet. He's online, all those kind of things. No, that is not the way heaven is. The word of God tells us it is appointed for a man to die what? Once. And after your death is what? Judgment. Nobody from the dead comes back. Unless God bring them back. All these idols that they will tell you that I saw my husband that died speaking to me. The Bible says when you die, your emotions and your love are gone. It's a familiar spirit. Familiar what? The Ecclesiastes 12 says that when you die, your love, everything about you is cut off from the earth. So, it's either when God allows you to come back, but you will never come back on your own. When you enter gate, it says that gate has one door. How many of you have read the Bible? Or you have read books of people that have been to hell before? They say, once you enter hell, that is it. Only Jesus can bring you out. The Lucifer doesn't send you on IT, go and come back. No. Once you are in hell, you are in hell. You are what? Permanently. If you know any, many people have sung that heaven will be boring. I'd rather be in hell. Have you listened to songs like that? I'd rather be in hell. I'll die with the devil. I gave my soul to the devil, so I'd rather be in hell. See, I'll be partying in heaven. I will wear my chains. If you listen to secular songs, all of you is Nigerian songs, that's why. But when you listen to secular songs, people that give their souls to the devil and then they say publicly, I will wear my chains, bang with the devil. I will smoke with the devil. Say, I don't need to carry a lighter. All I need is to take my cigar. Yeah, because it is hellfire, that is fire. So all you need to do is to take your cigar. You don't need a lighter. You just use it and touch fire and then smoke. Yes. Because in their mind, the reason why God made hell is to punish you. Have you ever seen a punishment where they are punishing you and you are laughing? And people think the devil will be flogging them in hell. The devil will have enough time to survive his own pain and face you. He is sweating there, you too are sweating. So better know our future. Our future is glorious. It's what? So everything we are doing now, I don't believe in suffer now and enjoy in heaven. I don't believe in that. I believe in enjoy now and enjoy. Without what the word of God says, hallelujah. People believe that they will suffer on earth and enjoy in heaven. If you believe that one, may the Lord strengthen you in your belief. Because it is true. It is true. Hallelujah. It is true that you can suffer here and enjoy in heaven. It's true. And many of people that say those kind of things, let me tell you the truth, eh? You see, our fathers in the faith, all these denominations, what these guys have survived, many Pentecostals will not survive it. Some of them are authentic Christians. Authentic. Some of these CHC churches, they still have 6 a.m. prayer. Many of these our fathers still go every morning. But no Pentecostal church say 6 a.m. they will not come. So many of the people that we hear them say this kind of thing, some of them are heavy in their spirit. But we don't respect them because they look, they don't speak in tongues. They don't kabalagadabayagada. They don't, I see a mountain. And in the mountain is a green yellow cap. No, they don't say that. So we don't respect them. But they are heavy. So some of them are really poor on earth, but they'll be wealthy in heaven. Some of them are really suffering. But there's another dimension that you can believe that you can enjoy on earth and what? Enjoy heaven. Because it's still the Bible that says that. See, the Bible have many shades. And the shade you take is the one that will work for you. Are we together? The shade you take. You can be poor and righteous. There is a provision for that in scripture. If you want that kind of shade of the scripture, it's in the Bible. Are we together? And then there is a lifestyle that by choosing that decision, you begin to live. And then there's another shade that says that you can prosper and advance the kingdom. So anyone you choose is very, very important. And may the Lord strengthen your faith in Jesus' name. So the word of God reveals how the kingdom is to us. The word of God reveals how we function in the kingdom. The word of God reveals the laws and the rules of the kingdom. The word of God reveals the desires and the requests of the kingdom. Is that correct? The word of God teaches us how to relate with other citizens, right? The word of God shows us the end and the future of God's kingdom. How do you assess the word of God? And how do you accept truth and revelation in scriptures? Hallelujah. And then before we go there, don't forget that the word of God shapes our character. In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, the Bible says, as we look into the word of God, as we behold the word of God, we are what? Transformed. We may come as we are, but we are not permitted to remain as we are. Right? Is that not true? We come as we are, but we don't remain as we are. How many of you would like a partner that says, this is the way I am, I don't change. I don't like the way you cook this food. The way you cook this meat, I don't like it. You say, this is the way I am, you either take it or leave it. This is the way I am. How many of you would like a person like that? You would like the person to change, right? How about, I don't like the way you dress, can't you change like this? That is the way the same thing God is doing to people. The problem is, we don't have a problem when you come to church the way you are. You can come wearing a panty or a bum short. If that is your face, that's not a problem. But if after 1 year you are still dressing like that, then there's a problem. Come on, are we together? Yes. You can come the way you can come. Somebody was telling me that her neighbor, she met them in church, and then they right on Sunday morning service, their eyes is already dangling. They hide up before. We are high before coming to Sunday morning service. That's what they do every Sunday morning. See, there's no problem if the first day you came to church you were high. Are we together? That is not a problem. If after first 3 Sundays I see like after a while, but after 1 year you are still maintaining that lifestyle, then there's a problem. Are we together? There's no problem if the first day you came to church you came from your husband, your boyfriend's room, or from something like that. That's no problem because that is the way you wear. Then you come as you are, but as you listen to the word of God, as you are being transformed, as you are being washed, you are expected to be transformed. Those same things that you are doing, see, every church that everybody is righteous in that Sunday morning is not a church. There should be a new sinner that came that day. There should be a wrong person that came into service that day. But then the aim of the preaching is, because the aim of the preaching is to wash people, to clean them, and to make them better. Right? So the word of God will help our lifestyle to change, our character to change. When you come to church talking anyhow, reading some registers, as we are in church, we have church language. In church language, we say, God bless you when somebody cough. Is that what Christians do? We say, God bless you. And then when you don't have money, you say, I have enough money. Oh, it is well. You know, if you are used to church language, when they believe, I told you, understand what he's talking about. You know what I'm talking about though? When you're hungry, you say, it is well. Have you eaten? I'm blessed. I'm okay. You must be a church boy to learn the languages of people. There are people that ask, how about this one? I say, once you say today, I know that you're fasting, or you don't have money, or you need to eat money, or you need help. Because me too, I've used them before, and I understand all those tactics. I mean, you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. So the kingdom of God will shape our character. You become better as you come to church. You will what? Become better. Your life will be, because you cannot be hearing the same thing. I refuse to change. Even if you are a rock, you will change somehow. You will what? Change. So the word of God shapes our character. When you read the word of God, it will shape your character. How to assess revelation from the word of God and from scriptures. How to understand the word of God, the scriptures. Hallelujah. Number first thing is read the word of God, study the word of God, and meditate with an open heart. With what? An open heart. The Bible says in Acts chapter 7 verse 51, the people were stiff-necked. You know what it means to be stiff-necked? You cannot change me. What I say is what I say. What I want to do is what I want to do. You know people that are phlegmatics? You know phlegmatics? Phlegmatic. You know phlegmatics are one of those most stubborn people you can have on earth. They are very, very gentle. They don't like trouble. They will follow you. They will say, I want to see you on Wednesday by 4. Yes, I'm coming. But as they are saying, okay, I'm coming, in their mind, they know they will not come. They will what? They will not come. Very, very stubborn set of people. You tell them this one, they say yes. They will tell you yes. But in their mind, they have made up their mind what they want to do. That's what it means to be stiff-necked. You are stubborn. You cannot easily change. So when you are going to the word of God, go with an open heart, expecting to be changed. You know, many people come to church and they expect the preacher to say what they want to hear. So when I say something, sometimes I see people frown their face. Why should we say this? How can he say this? This one, you say, I don't agree with it. No. You see, the problem is you did not pay my transport to come here. It was God that brought me here and I didn't pay your transport. So when we come together, what we do is to hear the word of God, and God must talk to us what he wants to say. So you don't come to church expecting the person to say what you want to believe. You come with an open heart. But then an open heart doesn't mean foolishness. It means you are open, but you can see something that is wrong. Are we together? Yes. But you come with an open heart. You don't come here expecting me this morning to preach faith. You came ready, anything the preacher have, I'm ready to receive the word of God. Two of us. Yes. Well, how many of you know the topic? Even my wife doesn't know the topic. So you come to the word of God every time you want to read, you want to study, you want to meditate. Let your heart be open. Because you can read in the story, you can be reading the story of Esther, and God will give you a business breakthrough from the story of Esther. Are we together? But when you are thinking about Esther and Mordecai, thinking about love, romance, that's the only thing on your mind. You may never get something blessed. You can come and be reading the book of Solomon, Songs of Solomon, and then the woman is talking about, kiss me with the kisses of your lips. Love is sweeter than wine, nothing can quench it. When all you are thinking about the Songs of Solomon is a book of romance, in that scripture, God can give you a principle that can change your career for life. Are we together? So anytime you carry the word of God, go with an open mind. Because God can speak to you about any topic in any. How many of you ever listened to a preacher carry the scripture and then preach a revelation that blew your mind? You say, wow, can I even think about that from this scripture? Have you ever been in a situation like that? Yes. Because the word of God is multidimensional. So when you want to study the word of God, you want to read the word of God, you want to meditate, go with an open heart. And I discovered that the more open your heart is to me, the more I will bless you. Hallelujah. Number two, read the word of God and study the word of God with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help. In John 16 verse 13, John 16 verse 13 and John chapter 5 verse 39, now the Bible says that when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come, he will do what? He will guide us into all truth. You know what it means to guide? He will guide you into all truth. God knows where the secret is in the Bible. God knows where you need it. There is one to say, if you want to carry the Bible, pick it up like this, and then believe the Holy Spirit will lead you. Don't just open anywhere and just start reading. Anywhere you open and start reading, that's what the Holy Spirit wants you to lead. Have you ever had that kind of statement before? So if you open and the Bible says, go and kill yourself, and then put your hand anywhere, that's why God is telling you. So you open and the Bible says, where Jesus was saying, go and kill yourself or go and hang yourself, and then you close it. Then you open again, then Jesus says, what I want you to do, go and do quickly. See, the Holy Spirit led you to go and hang yourself, and then you go and hang yourself. That's not what it means. It means, most times the Holy Spirit can put a prompt to study a book. Sometimes the Holy Spirit can put a prompt to study a topic. Sometimes you are reading a line, and as you are passing the line, you just feel something drawing you back to that sentence. Drawing you back to that verse. Are you understanding what I'm talking about?
Yes, so give me a sign if you understand it, because all of us should understand what I'm talking about. So that you can go in, you can be reading something you want to pass, and then a verse, or other reading the scriptures, a particular phrase, stuck to you somehow. You think about it all through the day. Nothing shall by any means harm you. Nothing shall by any means harm you. I could remember hearing Isaiah 54, when the scripture say, no weapon formed against you. I thought about that verse for long. No weapon means sickness, babalao, charm, conspiracy. Every weapon. Is that not true? Every weapon. So, most of them, the Holy Spirit will lead you on certain areas, and then when you expect Him to lead you, He will lead you. Number three, read the Word of God and study the Word of God, or meditate upon the Word of God with expectations. You know the reason why many of us, the morning devotions in our house, it did not bless us? Because we saw it as a routine. Rather, we didn't come to devotion with an expectation. Because we must read daily manna. How many of us understand what I'm talking about at all? It's daily manna. So who is reading for us? Brother Jotam. Or the person we read. But if it was an atmosphere of expectations, what I suffered, my children will not suffer. They will come to morning devotion differently. Because there are tactics to make it interesting. Hallelujah. There are what? Tactics. Now, I've learned some of those tactics. Because you come to the presence of God expectant. When you carry the Bible, you carry the God, I expect you to speak to me. I expect you to give me directions. The reason why when you have a problem, you don't run to the Word of God is because you don't expect solutions. Because when you expect solutions, you are God, you guide me. You can be having a heart attack or a broken heart. And then say, Lord, help me, show me what to do. And then you pick the Word of God, and God will give you directions. He needed to know, understand how to get out of poverty. So he picked his Bible and two books from Kenneth E. Hagin and went to the mountain to pray. And then God delivered unto him the secret to financial prosperity. So that I read the Word of God expectantly. I expect to be blessed. I expect to receive directions. Hallelujah. I expect what? Expect that you can get secret to boost your business from the Word of God. I read the testimony of one that became wealthy by frying fish. He was broke, and then his pastor prophesied that you will prosper in Jesus' name. So he went to the scripture, and then he was Bible say, Lord, change my life. He did Wolfby. Wolfby is Word of Faith Bible Institute. And then when he carried, he was reading the story of Jude, of John, when Jesus Christ resurrected. And then the Bible says he called the disciples, say, have you any fish? They said, no fish. So when they came, they saw him, he has already roasted fish. Then in his heart, like, this is good. This is a good business. So he started roasting fish. Started from the front of a church. Later, after years, he graduated to the airport. So what happened was, there was a white man that always flew to the country. And then anytime he flew in, he would buy the fish and take it to his wife outside the country. Are you following my story? So every time he flew in, so that, and then the husband said that he got to a point that anytime he travels to that country and it's bad, the wife will ask him, where is the fish? So the man came and said he was tired of this journey. Came and told the man, said, my wife is disturbing me. She says she wish she can have it every time. Can you come to my country so that I can be doing this for my wife constantly? He said, what am I doing in it? I am ready. If the man will say, no. So that was how he got outside the country, yes, and he became a millionaire in dollars. Because there are many Africans outside the country. And some that they even wish they can have that kind of fish and that kind of combination. I was together. And he became a millionaire in dollars. As of the time he was testifying, he was in dollars. A millionaire. So because the Word of God can give you direction. The Word of God can give you of the business kind of a lady to date. It was in the Bible I saw the kind of a wife I should marry. The Bible says, I am fearfully and what? Wonderfully made. When I read the book of Solomon, the way he was describing the lady, when I was looking for my wife, I was looking for those qualities. Kalabayakata. The Lord will give you understanding. Jesus' name. Better read the word. He described the lady in some ways. If you are angry, where pastors marry fine wife, because they read the Bible a lot. Hallelujah. And then while reading the Bible, I discovered this is the way a woman should look like. So when they see her, they've made her. Even if she's not like that, he can transform her to live like that. Because in the Bible says, Esther was beaten for 6 months with perfume. And 6 months with oil. There is no monkey from any village that will do that will not change. Isn't that true? There's no lady that for 1-6 months she was bathing with oil, perfume oil. Just her skin will change. Her all when she passes around you, she will smell good. And then another 6 months with perfume. Why won't she be fine? See, the word of God will tell you a lot of things. It will help you. So when you go with expectation, you want to learn how to dress. You read the Bible about how someone dressed. How can David dress? How Jesus, the Bible said the clothes that Jesus Christ wore. When he died, they wanted to tear it, but they discovered it was a very, very valuable cloth. So they casted lots for his clothes. Do you understand that? Do you understand my story at all? They said that this one, we should not tear it. It's very, very, the Bible says from head to toe, it was seamless. What it means is, this joint in this shirt where Taylor saw in the cloth he wore, it was not there. That will tell you how you should dress. You cannot look like a prayer point every time. Because Jesus Christ was not like that. Right? Bible describes the way God is sitting on the color purple, color blue, color what? What are the royal colors? Gold. So always look good. So the word of God, go with expectation. Any area of your life, if you have a headache, Lord, how can I solve headache? Carry the word of God. God will give you a direction. You know the truth? Yes. Any so when you read the Bible with expectation, you will understand more. And then finally, allow the scripture to interpret itself. Don't bend the scriptures to your taste. No, some people can be so tricky. Hallelujah. In such a way that they want to say something to Minister Emma, so they will look for a version that say it, they want to say it. And bend it in a way that it will keep what they want to say. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Yes, they will make sure they get a version that say it. Praise God. Many people can bend the scripture. I had a lady of right here in phase 2. The pastor showed that from the Bible. If he sleeps with her, she will have children. Preach it to her. All of them is Bible they quote. There are native daughters that is Bible in their shrine. My brother was telling me of his friend that went to say the Bible. First of all, the native daughter brought out his Bible first. Because the environment is a Christian dominated environment. So the native daughters are smart. Don't think they are dull. You see, what I'm doing is not really bad. Like you see Bible here. So he picked the Bible self. See, the Bible said this. I was watching a short clip. An occultist was advertising another occultist to give sacrifice of his child or his wife or something like that. Then he said that even in the Bible, Abraham sacrificed Isaac. You have to give a sacrifice. Kalabaya. So don't bend the scripture. Don't go to the scripture to look for what to say. And then bend, allow. Because the scripture is a fulfilled book. It can interpret itself. Something that was said in this verse, you can use another verse and then you understand it. Come on, are we together? Come on, are we together? So allow the scripture. And then when you want to study the word of God, add prayer. The Bible says we give ourselves to prayer and the word of God. And then desire to understand these scriptures. We have 10 more minutes to close this service. Praise God. So I will give you 5 minutes how to apply the word of God in your daily life or in the kingdom advancement. How to what? Apply the word of God. The first way to apply the word of God is simply obey the scriptures. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 14, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1, or 1 Samuel 15 verse 22, any one of them. Simply obey. Hallelujah. Because obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. Tell me the kind of instruction that God has given you before. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and you know. Hallelujah. Verse 14. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not on the exact verse. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, not that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Hallelujah. So simply obey. When the Bible says something, don't argue. Don't what? The Bible says, pay tithe. Where shall I pay my tithe? Which time of the day does Jesus Christ come to collect his tithe? See, your responsibility is just to obey. When the Bible says, don't do this one, just obey. Don't argue. Hallelujah. Amen. Anything God has told you, just what? Obey. Simply obey the scriptures. If the Bible says, pray, simply what? If the Bible say fast, simply what? Fast. If the Bible say
what?
Study, simply what? Because the Bible says study to show yourself approved. So anything that the scripture says, the Bible says be in church, what? Be in church. The Bible says work hard. What will you do? You work hard. So obey the scripture simply. Just obey instructions. The way soldiers do. You cannot ask a question. When they say move not, you what? Move not. When they say lie down, you what? Lie down. Is a commander or a general can look at his corporal and say, carry your gun. Turn and face your wife. Shoot her. In the army, they expect you to obey. Is that not true? Yes. So obey the word of God simply. Anything the Bible tells you, obey. Because it's for your good. The Bible says, if your elderly parent will not give you what? Stone instead of what? No, serpent instead of what? Fish. Stone instead of bread. What more of God? Will he ever lead you to destruction? God will never. He will always lead you right. Always. So when God say, move to Ogorima, don't go and live there. Tell your neighbor, obey. If God says, stay in local, just stay, obey. Some of you will never hear that instruction. Even when God says, stay, say, I didn't hear. May you hear God say, stay in local, just. Praise God. So anywhere God tells you, you better obey. Hallelujah. And when God tells you what to do, simply obey. Number two, have childlike faith in the written word of God. Childlike faith. Bible speaking in Matthew chapter 18 verse 3. Say, until we become like little children. Many people that serve the devil have what we call childlike. You know what is childlike faith? Like when a child is on the third floor and then the father is downstairs and then the father says, jump, I will catch you. The child will jump. Isn't that true? But an adult will not jump. Say, no, what if what if he cannot catch me? But a child will jump. A child believes without doubting. People that go to native doctor, they tell them that when you swallow this thing, no bullet will enter your body. So when they swallow it, they can carry a double barrel and stand by the road. They know that nothing will enter their body. I was told in Taraba State, Taraba is the center of, if you want to hear bad boys, people go to Taraba and collect charm for protection. When they rob, police shoot them and then they turn their face and face this direction. You know what I'm talking about? They are robbing here. Let's say police checkpoint was here. When they see they are robbing there, they'll just face this direction. As if they don't know. Because the armed robbers will be telling them, come, come. They'll be begging it on the police because they know they nothing will enter them. And it was they robbed you and broad daylight. They will enter your shop and kidnap you. Yes. Most of these terrible guys go there. There was, even this guy that was killed in Benio, his main operation was in Taraba State. Very, very deadly guys. Because they believe what the Baba told them. But the Bible has told you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But he said wisdom is profitable to direct. Is that not true? You say wisdom is what? Profitable to direct. Believe that nothing will touch you. Believe that you will mark charm and it will not enter your body. Do you believe it at all? God. Believe that nothing will happen. That if they call your name in the mirror, you will not appear. If they call your name in the bowl of water, you will not appear. Even if you appear, nothing will happen. They will see fire. Are we together? Believe the word of God like a child. Believe that you will prosper. Believe it. Without money in my account, I believe I will not be poor. I believe it. I believe one day I will give out cars. One day I will give out houses. One day I will not be able to bring my offering in cash to church. Do you know what it means? I'll come with check. One day our members will be so rich that they will advise us, please, we are not safe bringing money. We are POS. Yes, I've been to Christ Embassy Church in Lokoja here. It's POS. I gave my offering. Yes. Not far. It's POS. The members are blessed. We cannot be bringing 20,000 naira offering and be dropping. Where's the POS? How much is the POS? What's the offering? Yes. Because they are blessed. You will be there one day. Amen. You'll be there one day. You'll not go to church. You come in dollars. You'll be so blessed. Amen. That your problem is you don't have where to convert your money. You have all currencies in your hand. Like a child, believe that it will happen. Believe that you marry a good wife. Believe that God will give you the right person. Are we together? Believe. Believe the scriptures that everything he says, it will work. The Bible says, the end mark the righteous man. His end shall be what? Peace. I believe that my end will be peace. Because the Bible says it. Say, mark the righteous man. His end shall be what? Peace. His children shall be blessed. The generations of Martin Luther. How many of you know Martin Luther? His wife lived in one of the highest story buildings in the US. She lives in the penthouse. Every of his seed and his generation are under national scholarship. You know what is national scholarship? Like the nations is officially responsible for their welfare. Because the generation of the blessed, of the righteous are blessed. Think about the fifth generation of the Adeboye. Even if his children want to squander money, they will not finish spending the money. They have escaped poverty for life. Even if they want to be poor, you are late already. It's late. It's what? Too late. Because the generation of the righteous is blessed. And I believe it. The Bible says a righteous man leaves an inheritance for his what? Not children. Children's children. That means you will leave houses that your children will not finish sharing. Can a Copeland have an oil well? You know oil well? Do you know how he got the oil well? God told him there was a land that they wanted to sell in USA. Because he has been preaching prosperity when he was broke since. Then there was a land for sale. And then God said, buy it. He said, no, God, why should I buy it? He said, he didn't have rest until he bought the land. Then later they were exploring oil and they discovered oil in his land. Yes. He's the richest preacher in the world. He has given out from 2019. I know he has given out 21 airplane. What does he? And then he has a rule. When he gives you an airplane, he maintains it for you. Doesn't give you a car and leaves you because maintaining a plane. He has given people private plane that cannot maintain it. So when he gives you a plane, he maintains it for you. And then he pays the staff, the flyer, everything is on him. Yes. So the generation of the righteous is blessed. I believe that my children will inherit so much from me. Because I saw it in the Bible and I've chosen righteousness. So believe the word of God with what? Childlike faith. The Bible says a righteous man, his wife will be on his table. And his children will what? Surround him. Believe you will not be barren. I've had people say nowadays people marry, they don't even know when they will have children. Let's see what happens. No. Believe you will not be what? Barren. Believe that your wedding will be sweet. Will be what? Believe that you'll be running with your husband and your wife on boxers in the room like small children. How many of you want that kind of marriage? Because I say, hey, you don't want that kind of marriage. You want to be wearing suit and be looking serious every time you house with your wife. Believe that you'll be happy. You wear boy and be running upstairs and be coming now. Ah, baby, how are you like a small child after preaching? Believe it. Have childlike faith. You will not marry a prayer point like a wife. You will not. Believe that your husband will treat you like a baby. He will what? Yes. Look, I did Indomie for my wife this morning. Your husband can cook for you. Cook for you. And my Indomie is special. Calabaya. She was taking her bath. I said, let me just cook my. Because I calculated the time. You take her bath. That's the best thing. She was betting. I went and did the Indomie before she was ready. She finished and then we walked together. You can't be happy, oh. You can believe that you're not married the wrong person. You will not. Believe it. If you don't believe, you marry the wrong person. Have childlike faith. God can lead you to the right person for your life. Right person. And then one day God will lead you. And then when you see the person, your head will be correct to understand the person and accept the person. Because some people have been led to their breakthrough and then use their hand to spoil it. But you will not spoil it. In Jesus' name. Finally, how to apply the word of God is, pattern your life after the message of scriptures. Speak the word of God into your situation altogether. When you are troubled, say, it is well with my soul. When it is not working, say, I believe it's working. When you are poor, say, I am rich. But the Bible says, let the weak say I am what? And let the poor say what? And then believe in the simplicity of the scriptures. And then exalt the word of God above any report and every testimony in your life. Hallelujah. Exalt the word of God. When the word of God says you are healed, never believe you are sick. When the word of God says you are blessed, never believe you are poor. When the word of God says you are intelligent, never believe you are dull. When the word of God says you are 10 times better than your colleague, never believe you are at their level. Hallelujah. May you respect the word of God. May you study the word of God. I pray for an unquenchable appetite for the word. And as you study the word of God, may the kingdom of God advance through you. The more you apply the word of God in your life advances. The more you apply scriptures to your life, the kingdom of God advances through you. In the name of Jesus. I ask that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may understand the hope of his calling and the glorious inheritance of the saints. None of you, if you carry the Bible and it has been dry for you, the next time you pick it, you will have understanding. The book of Ezekiel will open to you. The book of Revelation will open. The book of Daniel will open up. The book of Isaiah will open up. Is there any verse or chapter of the scripture you don't understand? That chapter opens for you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I will hear of your testimonies from scriptures. I will hear that I studied the Bible and I made this from the Bible. I will hear that while I was studying the Bible, the Lord told me to do this. While I was studying the Bible, I got this direction. While studying the Bible, I was delivered. While studying the Bible, and as you do that to apply the kingdom of God will advance. Let me tell you something. Everything that we do outside the Bible will not work. Hallelujah. And I believe God will help us. Who is ranging up?
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.